Good afternoon, sunshine. We'll continue to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England today with high pressure building in from the Great Lakes. Still a bit of a breeze through the afternoon, adding to the chill with high temperatures reaching the lower to middle 30s. After a clear start this evening, clouds will be on the increase through the overnight period, temperatures dropping quickly back into the teens before leveling off and even climbing towards sunrise. A storm system currently along the Gulf Coast will track toward the eastern seaboard overnight tonight. Precipitation will head in our direction, and clouds will be on the increase and thicken during the morning tomorrow. As the storm tracks well south and east of Long Island, a round of mainly light snow will enter interior New York and New England from south to north during the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. The best chance for the steadiest snow with this storm track will be in the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, where 2 to as much as 5 inches of snow could fall through tomorrow evening. Along the I-90 corridor, 1 or 2 inches of snow will fall, while the upper Hudson Valley, North Country, Adirondacks, Green Mountains, and Champlain Valley will pick up little, if any, accumulating snow. Temperatures tomorrow will top out in the lower 30s. On Saturday, cloudy skies with a chance of rain or snow showers as the next Arctic front approaches. Out ahead of the front, temperatures will be in the lower 40s. Then the wind will flip around to the northwest and become gusty on Sunday. Behind the front, there'll be a mix of sun and clouds with highs all the way back down into the upper 20s. Another area of high pressure will build in early next week, keeping skies sunny Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And temperatures starting off cold in the lower to mid-30s Monday will modify back to 40 Tuesday and into the middle and upper 40s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure center will produce wet weather across the south with locally heavy rain and thunderstorms. Flood warnings are still out for parts of the Mississippi Valley from heavier rain and snowmelt earlier this month, and more rain will only compound the problem. The precipitation will begin to expand eastward tonight into tomorrow, then northward. As it works its way into the northern mid-Atlantic and New England states, snow will be an issue. Winter weather advisories have been issued for central and eastern Pennsylvania and almost all of New Jersey, and also the I-95 corridor from New York City through coastal Connecticut. In these locations, 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected tomorrow. Meanwhile, snow will continue today in the mountains of Colorado west of Denver due to an upslope easterly flow. The highest snowfall totals will be in the mountains above 8,000 feet with amounts of 5 to 12 inches. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the higher terrain. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 17 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy near 40, Boston sunny and windy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high 78 set in 2012 and the record low 10 below zero in 1967. Sunrise this morning at 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:06 p.m. 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, cold today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the mid-30s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, light snow developing from south to north through the morning and into the afternoon with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers Saturday in the lower 40s. Windy and turning much colder Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 20s. Mostly sunny and windy Monday, lower to mid 30s. Sunny on Tuesday around 40. And sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.